Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Thai officials saying the mission to bring 12 boys and their soccer coach out of a cave where they've been trapped has begun. 13 foreign and 5 Thai divers taking part in the rescue effort, each of the boys being accompanied by 2 divers. Heavy rain is falling in the area that's in northern Thailand where they have been trapped in a small bit of dry ground that's inside of that flooded cave since June the 23rd. In the last 5 days since they were found in the cave, the boys have written notes to their families expressing optimism and encouraging them not to worry. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo continues to describe his conversations with senior North Korean officials as productive, even though North Korea issued a statement saying that Washington was gangster-like in its insistence for rapid denuclearization.
These are complicated issues, but we made progress on almost all of the central issues. Some places a great deal of progress, other places there's still more work to be done.
In Japan, where he met with Japanese and South Korean officials, Pompeo said the North diplomats did not push back in his discussions with him. He added that sanctions on Pyongyang would remain for now. North Korea's foreign ministry said discussions with Pompeo were regrettable, and it accused Washington of attempting to unilaterally force Pyongyang to scrap its nuclear weapons program. At least 49 people were killed, more than 47 are missing in southwestern Japan because of mudslides triggered by heavy rains. More than 1.6 million people were forced to flee their homes. Weather Service said more than 58 centimeters of rain fell in a 24-hour period. This is VOA News. NATO says a U.S. soldier was killed and 2 others wounded in what it called an apparent insider attack in southern Afghanistan. An investigation is underway. The NATO-led Resolute Support Mission has been in Afghanistan since January 2015 to provide training, advice, and assistance to Afghan security forces. The force of some 16,000 troops include service members from 39 NATO nations and allies. UN Refugee Agency says it has a permanent presence in Libya this year, providing humanitarian assistance as well as medical aid to refugees and migrants in detention centers. The UNHCR works with Libyan authorities to obtain the release of vulnerable refugees and their evacuation from Libya. More now from Sabina Castelfranco.
The United Nations is expected to open a new transit center in Tripoli this month, which will have a capacity for 1,000 people. From this gathering and departure facility, candidates for asylum will be evacuated to a UN center in Niamey in Niger to complete their applications, which will allow them to be transferred to resettlement nations. Italy's new populist government recently intensified a crackdown on humanitarian rescue boats operating off Libya. UN officials say the crackdown effects and the Libyan Coast Guard's ineffectiveness at carrying out the rescue of migrants has caused the number of deaths at sea to soar, along with an increase in the number of people being held in Libyan detention centers. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
Haiti's government suspended sharp fuel price increases after widespread violence there broke out in the capital and elsewhere. News reports are saying there was at least 1 death in 2 days of protesting. President Trump will be announcing his nominee for the Supreme Court on Monday to replace retiring Justice Anthony Kennedy. George Washington University scholar Jonathan Turley says Justice Kennedy's record of casting critical votes in key cases leaves a void on the high court.
He leaves the court in a calcified state of a hardened left and right with nobody in that middle position.
And John Fortier of the Bipartisan Policy Center tells VOA conservatives now see a chance to solidify a majority of the Supreme Court for years to come. The announcement is likely to set off a major confirmation battle in the Senate, where Republicans hold a narrow majority and where opposition Democrats are planning to wage a fight over Mr. Trump's court nominee. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.